Registrations have opened for the JSE Investment Challenge, a national youth investing competition aimed at making financial literacy more accessible for young South Africans. Well, Ralph Spears is the senior SEI officer at the JSE, and he's with us in the studio to tell us what's in store this year. Hi, Ralph. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Linda. Lovely to meet you too.
So before we discuss the goals for this year, I'd just like to begin by asking, the challenge has influenced the financial skills of thousands of students involved. I've interviewed some who told me that they didn't even know some of these things existed, and now they're so keenly watching it, well, especially now with the oil price. So what insights have you gathered from hosting this challenge?
Yeah, it's been fascinating to see the different folks from the different backgrounds getting involved in the challenge, and I can see a real impact into how it opens their eyes as to how they can over time grow their money. We've got schools from the rural areas that don't have those conversations with their family members, and then you've got those in the cities that parents work for listed companies. And so there's vast different backgrounds, but the common theme across is obviously the excitement about how they can grow wealth over time. And so learning this has been really exciting for a lot of the learners and obviously very eye-opening.
So have you found that it changed their ideas of what a career would look like?
Most certainly, it's definitely opening their eyes up. I've just actually dealt with a good couple of schools today that actually came to visit the JSE, and one of the questions was, what can we do in the career field? And there's so many opportunities now for them, getting involved, and they see that, okay, I can work for a financial institution. This is what I need to study. And beforehand, I don't think that was even a career option for them back, not before they started playing the competition. So, yeah, I'm excited to see that we are making that impact there.
Well, South Africa's inequality means exposure to investing is uneven. So how are you reaching schools and communities where financial education is almost non-existent?
We've got this mentorship program where we work with a lot of the universities around the country and around their communities. We then get them to go and actually mentor the schools around them. Not only that, but we also work with unemployed graduates where we then train them up and they can in turn go and help the disadvantaged schools or those that are in the outlying areas. So we're trying to do our best to make sure that we reach those schools, and this mentorship program that we allow to happen is actually making a big difference in getting those schools on board.
Well, and this year, what's in store? Because I think last year there was like 66,000 entrants.
Yeah, look, the number, we obviously want to get every school in the country involved. And so 66,000 was last year, but we definitely want to beat that. Currently, the registrations are taking place and we are seeing great uptake. But the final numbers, will only happen once it's actually complete the registration process. But we're certainly hoping to get a lot more than 66,000 this year.
And I see you undertaking a national roadshow. Is that still ongoing?
That is definitely ongoing. This last week, I'm trying to think. My weeks are so busy. In fact, this week we were at the University of Stellenbosch this week, and out there at the university. Next week we're actually going to be going to Makanda, or known as Grahamstown. We're going to go to Rhodes University and actually go and train some of the students there that will then go and reach some of the schools in and around that area. So yeah, just going to the different provinces and trying to get as many universities and schools on board as possible.
So when does the challenge start, and what is the entry deadline if there are schools who still want to participate?
Yeah, so officially the competition actually starts next week, the 16th of March, but that does not stop schools still getting involved. Registration will continue to be open. We look at around June to actually then close it. We just obviously see our numbers, see where, who's got involved, and then make a call, and that will be publicized. But for now, it's certainly open to the schools and teachers that want to get their learners involved. And we'd, encourage them to rather register sooner than leaving it. Because, obviously the competition's starting on Monday. You want to give your learners this best opportunity, especially with the current, I would say, economics that's taking place with the wars and that. Obviously, the markets have taken a bit of a beating in certain sectors, and it's actually an opportunity for them to be buying these companies at a lower price, especially at the start of the competition. It depends on obviously what their view is going forward in the next coming weeks, month, as to whether it is the it is obviously a good time to be buying, or rather wait and sit on the sideline. But that is all the excitement part of the competition is to try and work that out and work it as a team. They register in teams of four, and they need to then go and do their homework to see, should we be buying now, or should we be rather sitting on the sideline?
Well, is there awareness of how political events can influence the stock exchange geopolitically at the moment with oil, or locally in South Africa, when suddenly a bill doesn't go through parliament?
Yeah, those are certainly things that the students are needing to take cognizance of, and they obviously working with their teachers. We do online sessions just to make them aware of the things that they need to look out for. But at the end of the day, it is up to the teach the learners themselves, their strategy and their philosophy as to how they're going to go and select the shares and what criteria they want to select them on. But we leave that completely up to the learners. And this is part of the learning process, is that we want them to go do as much research as possible, go see what's happening out there, and then make a decision. And that's what's so exciting to see the returns then that they come up with, obviously making these calls.
Well, how do you respond if somebody says stock exchange? I mean, I can barely afford a cup of coffee.
Look, this competition, number one, we will make sure that if there's a 100 rand registration fee, but we'll make sure that that is waived. So as far as learning about the stock exchange, we'll make sure it's free for you to get involved, to get started, and to understand the stock market. But nowadays, the barrier to entry for anyone wanting to actually go and invest with their real money has become a lot lower. And there are platforms out there that they're able to put small amounts of money away. So it should not be seen as just for the elite or those that have got a lot of money nowadays. I think it's a lot easier, and definitely something that, one should consider starting with these small amounts, because, you can make mistakes with smaller amounts, and over time, when you do have bigger amounts, you at least have learned from the lessons and the actual skills that you've learned over time. Waiting for a big lump sum is not necessarily the right time to start investing. Rather start learning now. Use this competition as an opportunity to learn, so that when you do have decent amounts of money, you're then able to make better decisions with your money.
So, do you think this challenge will keep on growing?
I certainly hope so. In all the years that I've been involved, the uptake keeps on growing, and so yeah, I think there's big scope. The Department of Education is really getting on board with us as well, and so we are trying to get to every school in each and every corner around the country, and that 100,000 mark has been is one of the big targets that we're trying to reach, and we obviously hoping to get that and beyond, because at the end of the day, we want every single youth of South Africa to really understand financial literacy, and to bridge that gap of knowledge, of understanding how they can go and grow their money over time.
Well, you're offering quite a carrot, an overseas trip to an international stock exchange. Does that help?
Yeah, that's for the university competition. So we run the schools competition. We've got a university competition as well as the general public. And in the university competition, there's 30,000 rand for the top team, as well as an all-expense-paid trip to an international stock exchange. And that certainly gets the attention of the students. Last year's students will be actually going now in July to Amsterdam, so to the Amsterdam Stock Exchange. And in fact, last year we took the students to the New York Stock Exchange. So yeah, each year is a different destination, but certainly I think a great experience for the students that are able to go and get this prize. I'd just like to say that to those that are listening, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a lecturer, whether you're a student or learner, this opportunity is something I would definitely love you to take up. Unless you try, you'll never know how well you do. And I think it's a skill, irrespective of whether you're going to become a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist. At the end of the day, hopefully you've got a bit of extra money that you'll want to invest one day. And if you acquire the skill of learning the stock market now at a young age, I think you're going to put yourself, in good stead to do well in life when it comes to growing your wealth. So get started now. Take this opportunity. You've got nothing to lose.
Well, Piers from the JSE, thank you so much.
Thank you.